Through the Red Sea, Chapter 34. How glad the Israelites were that they finally could leave Egypt, that dreadful place where they had to work so hard, and where they were mistreated and beaten by the Egyptian taskmasters. Oh, they are no longer a slavish people, but they are free. Glorious freedom. It was no disorderly troop. No, everything was regulated nicely. They went out of Egypt by five in a rank. Do you know who led the way, children? Look ahead in the sky. There we see above the army of the Israelites a cloud, which extended itself over the men, women, and children. In the wilderness, it was burning hot when the sun shone upon the hot sand the whole day. But the Lord gave them a pillar of a cloud, which stood between the sun and the earth, so that the children of Israel walked in the shade. When it was dark at night, then the pillar of a cloud changed into a pillar of fire, so that the way was made light. In this way, they could travel further at night whenever it was necessary. Besides, the pillar of fire protected them at night from the wild beasts. The pillar of a cloud and the pillar of fire were signs of God's presence, and they went before them, which meant they showed them the way. The Israelites surely looked often at the sky with reverence and gladness. They felt safe under the guidance of God. If it had only remained that way at all times. The shortest route to the land of Canaan was through the wilderness along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea towards the north. That way would bring them there the fastest. But suddenly the pillar of a cloud turns back. What is that now? Must they return? That surely cannot be. The Israelites cannot understand it. Still, the pillar of a cloud shows them the way. Thus, they must follow. Probably many shook their heads and murmured, "That cannot go well. That will never go good. That will turn out wrong." Instead of going to the north, they traveled toward the south. Finally, the pillar of a cloud stood still, and the Israelites pitched their tents there. We read in the Bible, they encamped. This means they rested and did not go further. Indeed, they couldn't travel any further because before them they could see the waves of the Red Sea. There were high mountains on their left and right hand, over which it was impossible for them to climb. They couldn't go anywhere. What must they do there? It went so strange, so odd, and different from what they had expected. They came out of Egypt a few days ago. Still, they haven't made any progress. With all their traveling and marching, they have come to a place which shut them in. Only to return to Egypt was open. But suddenly everyone looks with fear behind them, and they call to each other, "Oh, look, look!" Their faces are terror-stricken, and they are white from fear, for far in the distance they can see clouds of dust, and from time to time they can see between the dust the glitter of helmets. They hear the distant rumble of wheels and the droning footsteps of thousands upon thousands of soldiers. What is that? What does it mean? Who are they? They soon realize it. It is Pharaoh, the wicked king of Egypt, the brute, who is pursuing them with a powerful army. Pharaoh wants to fetch them back. He regrets that he allowed that despised, slavish people of Israel to go. The Israelites were so afraid. Where must they go? They are surrounded. Before them is the sea. On both sides are high mountains, and behind them is Pharaoh with a large army. They have no place where to go. It is impossible to flee. Can they fight? Can they defend themselves? Alas, they cannot do that either. Neither do they dare. Pharaoh is so strong. He has 600 battle chariots with him. They were chariots with sharp knives fastened to the wheels. These knives would cut down and kill anyone with whom they came in contact. If the Israelites had to fight against them, then they were lost. They would be defeated. A despairing cry of fear fills the air. The Egyptians buried their many dead the first day after the departure of the Israelites. And when they were finished with this, they saw that the land of Goshen was deserted. They saw the empty houses of the Israelites, and they began to regret it. Not only the king, but all the Egyptians began to regret it. Pharaoh received a message that the children of Israel had returned and that they were by the Red Sea. He thinks they have gone astray. A sarcastic grin comes upon his face. Ah, those foolish slaves do not know the way. Ah, that is good. He calls his servants and says, "Will you go along? We will go and get them. They must help us to rebuild our ruined land. We have now become poor, but those slaves must again make us rich. Don't you think that is good?" "Yes, yes," his servants answer. The army comes together quickly. The horses are harnessed to the chariots, and they impatiently stamp their feet. When everything is ready, the command rings. "Forward!" There they ride, with Pharaoh leading. The whips crack, the horses prance, and they go with furious haste in pursuit of the Israelites. They soon come close to them. They already can see them. "Faster! Faster!" the king cries. It begins to get dark, but that does not disturb Pharaoh. "Forward! Forward!" Is it any wonder that the Israelites are sore afraid? They go to Moses in their desperation. Everyone screams and cries together. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt?" they upbraided him. "We are lost now. Pharaoh will come and kill all of us. We should have remained in Egypt." Neither does Moses know what to do. He tries to remain calm. He makes an effort to quiet the despairing people. "Fear not," he says. "The Lord shall help. The Lord shall send relief. The Lord shall deliver you." But the Israelites will not listen. They clench their fists. Moses calls to God in anguish. "O Lord, help us, deliver us," he pleads. And the Lord gave him an answer. "Tell the children of Israel that they must go forward," the godly command rings out. "The Lord will help. Just look." Suddenly the pillar of a cloud floats to the rear and goes between the Israelites and the Egyptians. On the side of the Egyptians, it suddenly became very dark. But on the side of the Israelites, it remained light. The Egyptians cannot go ahead now. They must come to a halt. They must stand still. But the Israelites go forward. Upon the command of the Lord, Moses stretches his rod over the sea. Suddenly the wind begins to blow very hard from the east, and, oh look, at once a path comes straight through the sea. We read in the Bible, the waters were divided. The water rose as a wall on the left and right, and between it was dry ground. Behold, the Israelites march upon this dry path into the sea. On both sides, the water stands as two high walls. That is a wonder of God's almighty power, children. Water cannot pile up, can it? It will immediately flow level. But here it does pile up and stands as a wall. Quietly and calmly the Israelites march into the sea. The men, women, children, and also the cows and sheep go through. They do not walk in confusion. It doesn't become a wild flight. The pillar of a cloud remains behind them. It shines with a bright light so that the Israelites can see where they are walking. Don't you think, boys and girls, that this was a long file? While the first ones climb up on the other side, the last ones are still on the opposite side. Still, they do not push each other to be first. No, each waits calmly for his turn. It takes them the entire night to march through. Finally, it begins to get a little light. The Egyptians remained in their place the entire night. They had to, for it was so dark they couldn't see to do anything else. Pharaoh thought, well then, we can still wait this one night, but tomorrow we shall bring them back. That slavish people cannot go anywhere. They are shut in. They are in a trap. The next morning, with the first dawn of light, Pharaoh gives the command to march forward. To his great astonishment, he doesn't see anyone ahead of him. How is that possible? They couldn't have fled. He finally comes with his army to the sea. Ah, he sees it. A path goes through the sea. And far in the distance he can see the last Israelite walking. They are nearly all on the other side. What did he think when he saw this? Yet he doesn't hesitate very long. Where the Israelites went, we also can go, he thinks. Pharaoh presses his teeth together and commands furiously, forward! Also in the sea. Isn't Pharaoh impudent, children? God made a path for the Israelites, but not for the Egyptians. Still, Pharaoh also dares to go into the sea. O Pharaoh, don't you see the walls of water on the left and right? Aren't you afraid that these walls will come down? Pharaoh sees nothing except the last Israelite far in the distance. His heart is filled with revenge and wrath. That slavish people must and shall return. That is his only thought. He will be victorious. He must be the strongest. The first chariots are already in the path. Forward! Forward! It isn't very long before the entire army of the Egyptians are in the sea. Then something dreadful happens. We read that the Lord looked out of the pillar of a cloud upon the Egyptians. No doubt they saw a flame of fire in this cloud. They are afraid. The foremost ones dare not go further. And the rear ones go forward. But something else happens. Suddenly, the Lord causes the wheels to break off the chariots. We read in the Bible, the Lord took off their chariot wheels. Such a confusion. They ride against and over one another. At once, a penetrating cry of terror fills the air. They cannot go ahead, and they cannot go back. Now the Egyptians are in a trap. They try to get out, but it only makes the terrible confusion greater. The last Israelite climbs up out of the sea on the other side. The Lord then commands Moses to again extend his rod over the sea. And that same moment, the high walls of water plunge into each other and cover the Egyptian soldiers. All the Egyptians drown with their horses. Yes, Pharaoh, their king, drowns too. That was their end. The Lord warned Pharaoh so many times, and the Lord continued to spare him. Now the Lord doesn't spare him anymore. Now it is ended. How terrible his end was. The Israelites see this happen, for they stand on the other side looking at it. There is no need for them to fear anymore that Pharaoh will be able to return. He cannot return anymore, for he with his thousands of soldiers are not alive. Every one of them perished in the waves of the Red Sea. The Israelites sang of gladness. They are free for good. We all can learn something from this story. We are still alive. The Lord still gives us food and drink, clothing, and everything else which we need. The Lord still warns us that we must be converted. But if we will not listen, and if we continue to live in sin, then the day will also come for us that we must die. I do not say that we will drown as Pharaoh and his soldiers. Oh no, that is not necessary. We can get sick, or we can meet with an accident, but death will surely come. That is certain. And if we must die unconverted, it will be terrible for us. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.